Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about bees. Paul Handrick, aka the Bee Guy, runs the world's only wild bee sanctuary in Tinnaheely, and I got to chat to him about what effect bees can have on the environment.
Well, you laugh at that question of a lot of bee advocates. You know, they start throwing back, bees are worth 53 million to the Irish economy and so many billion to the world economy for their pollination services. But we'd argue is they, one, they have a right to be here as a species or creature themselves. They have a right to exist. They shouldn't be depending on us allowing them. Two, they pollinate a huge amount of our flowers, our food. If you like apples, you need bees. That's what we can say to people, bring it down to that level. They pollinate apples. We've just ridiculous scenario in China over years now, where there's people climbing up trees to hand pollinate apple trees. So they have apples. So they're vital. And when we talk about bees, we're facing what a lot of academics call the insect apocalypse, and possibly a lot sooner than a lot of us would even imagine. And if our insects in general go, we're in huge trouble. I mean, when you look at bees, there's research been done, and there's a study came out of Argentina, I think it was last year, where 25% of bee species are no longer showing up on records worldwide, haven't been since the 90s. I mean, that's really scary. And there's 40% of bees and pollinators worldwide are in trouble. In Ireland, it's one third of our bees are in trouble. So, I mean, this is serious stuff, and it tends to get kind of ignored. I can understand that in the context of the times we live in. People are worried about paying mortgages, cost of living, health crisis, just crisis all over the place, the climate. So this kind of tends to get swept or ignored. And we can see why, but we ignore that at peril. We need to make sure our insects, our bees are safe and are thriving, because, like I say, they provide us with food, they clean up after us, they're the bottom rung of the food chain, which bees right up. So if our insects disappear, our birds disappear, our small mammals disappear, and this bees right up.
And what are we doing wrong here? Why are the bees dying? What are we supposed to change about our everyday lives?
So just stop using chemicals. Let wildflowers go. Wildflowers, dandelions, thistles, knapweed. There's a nettles. The stuff that ragwort, which is vilified because it has the ability to poison horses and cattle if consumed in great amounts. But if you look at a ragwort plant in the field, it's just literally covered in insects. It's a glorious plant, but people have been told this is a bad plant. So we need to look at what the messaging that's coming to us, because a lot of messaging that we get on stuff like this, if you dig deep, it's coming from vested interests. It's coming from people who want to sell you something, want to sell their product to you, want to make money. And we need to start looking a little bit deeper. And you don't have to scratch the surface. You know, it's literally just scratch the surface. It's literally just below the surface. But most people don't think or don't have the time to look. We take the time to look and examine stuff. And then we just try and message out to people. When it comes to, like, so you can do that in an urban setting, like in your own garden. But when it comes to actually having huge impact on bees, we need to look at it in a rural context in what our land use across the country, across the world. And we've pushed bees, insects, nature to the corners. We pushed them to the hedgerows, and now we're coming for the hedgerows, where we're what we eat. And again, it's not palatable to a lot of people to hear this, and it's inconvenient, but what we eat has a huge impact on nature and how we produce that food that we eat is produced. So, and we're not advocating for everyone to go vegan and become hippies, but we're just trying to have a little bit of consideration about it.
And that's Paul Handrick, who runs the world's only wild bee sanctuary in Tinnaheely. And you can find him online. His handle is @the_bee_guy. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag ourstoprotect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission Man with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.